Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, it's Martha. Just a quick announcement before we get to the episode. So I'm so excited to announce that Chronicles of Narnia will be in the Chicago Podcast Festival 2018. So if you are in the Chicago area on Monday, November 26th at 7 p.m., we will be recording live at the Beat Kitchen alongside Feminist Folklore, which is also an amazing podcast. So check our Facebook page and the website for details. They will be going up ASAP, and I'm so excited. I would love to have anyone there that can come. It would just make my holiday season. So mark your calendars. Monday, November 26th, 7 p.m. at the Beat Kitchen in Chicago. All right, here's the episode.
Hello, and welcome to the Chronicles of Narnia, a nanny resource podcast made for nannies by me, a nanny. I am your host, Martha Reddick, and this week we are going to be talking with Elizabeth Malson. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Great.
We are going to be talking about the Amesley Institute. I'm so excited that I got to talk to you and that you were willing to come on and tell us about this really great resource.
Well, we are very new to the nanny community, and so I want to thank you and your listeners for this wonderful opportunity.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, let's get the word out about this, because it looks, you know, from my research before this, it looks amazing, and I'm excited to know even more. But before we talk specifically about the Amesley Institute, let's hear a little bit about your background with childcare and how you got to today.
Absolutely. So I am on the other side of the nanny experience, in that my background is about family and families who depend on wonderful nannies to help us in our daily lives. So I worked in corporate marketing, and I'm a single mom. So my job required me to travel, and I knew when I was pregnant, I was going to need not just my family who lived far away, but local resources in a daycare center and in the nanny community.
Yeah, for sure.
So when I was in LA, it was really amazing because LA had a college right in my house, and I found a great nanny right away. And for 3 years, it was easy. It was perfect. She helped me with my son. She went to college. Mm-hmm. Then I got a job and I moved to Florida. And Florida is very different. It's a lot of retirees. And the nanny community here is shockingly different. Mm-hmm. There aren't a ton of college kids. There aren't a lot of people who want to work as a nanny. And so I had a couple of just really traumatizing experiences trying to get someone to help me care for my son full time. Mm. So I struggled, and I had about two nannies in 2 years. So, you know, I went above and beyond to make it work for the betterment of my son. And then I finally just talked to a lot of nannies and a lot of families. And there was just this commonality that it was great people trying to work with great families, but the connection was missing.
Yeah.
And when I learned there were, you know, a few resources out there for nannies, but there wasn't really a Department of Education licensed college level technical school program dedicated 100% to nannies, that's when I had kind of an aha moment.
Yeah.
So that's my moment. Like, I left the corporate world. I'm a mom who now has, you know, an elementary school kid. I've worked with nannies for over 6 years. And I went and I found faculty members that also were professional nannies. And we built a curriculum specifically to help practical nanny skills, what the job is every day. And then weave in what the parents need on communication, on different parenting styles, on nutrition, into one program with the sole goal of helping elevate the entire profession.
Yeah, I had never thought of a technical school. You know, I know a lot of nannies come to this profession by way of education and college, going the education path, especially early childhood education, but I'd never thought of just a specifically nanny technical school.
Right. And that's what we are bringing to the community. Because if you're a daycare worker, there's lots of training that's required to work in a daycare. If you're a teacher, there's 2 and 4 year degrees to help you be successful in a classroom. And what our faculty members and I are trying to bring is that same robustness of education and quality to focus on what practical nannies do every day and how they can be successful communicating with families and meeting the needs of working in a family and home environment.
Yes, I love that. So let's really quickly change gears from you, although we've already started to, but really talk about just the Amesley Institute. So what is it? It's a technical school for nannies. And what was your mission in creating it?
Yeah. So as a technical school, the foundation is that we are like every other college, whether it's focused on computer technicians, barber school, we meet all the requirements of being a post-secondary trade school. So our faculty, which is where we started, are 30 faculty members who have PhDs and master's degrees, and 9 of the faculty members were professional nannies. And so we came together and we built the curriculum. So we have a children in the law class taught by a lawyer. In our very first class, Understanding Children, it's taught by a child psychologist. Mm. We have nutritionists. We have professional athletic coaches. We have, of course, medical professionals. And we have a focused curriculum taught by subject matter experts. And so that's kind of where we started in building out, because it's completely new to the industry and to the education community.
Yes, that is so, I love that so much. So you have programs in psychology and medicine. Are there other, is there nutrition course, things like that?
Yeah, so we structured the program in 5 levels. And the 5 levels 100% mirror a nanny's professional career path. So everyone starts at the basic level. And the basic level, again, has that child psychology class on understanding children, and it has 10 hours of education focused on emergency safety, focused on safety in the home. And then there is a curriculum that balances out, kind of like your freshman year of college. It focuses on child safety, but it's got other elements that you're going to need in order to safely care for children. In addition to the 10 hours of childcare, we know people are looking for a job. So there's 3.5 hours of job classes in there. How do you write a resume? How do you look for a job? What should you do to prepare for an interview? How do you negotiate compensation? And we have a class on work agreements. So everybody starts at that basic level, or the freshman type of class.
That I can't imagine how differently the beginning of my nanny career would have been had I had something like that. That's really, really amazing.
And then people can progress in their continuing education or their nanny career, and there's 4 more levels. So really quick, everybody hits basic, then it goes to intermediate. And intermediate is where we focus on age-appropriate child development. So this is your newborn class, your toddler class, your preschool class, your elementary class, your first nutrition class, your first medical health class. Mm. Then that's 10 hours. And then once you graduate from that program, you go into advanced, which is just more of the same. It goes in deeper. And the classes build on each other on what the faculty members did before. The fourth level is called specialist. These are your household managers and family assistants. So we've got household management classes in there. What if you have to care for a pet? Maybe you grew up with dogs and all of a sudden you're staring in the face of a cat, right?
Right.
And then the last level is our professional level. And so this is 5 hours of classes, but it also has 5 hours of students who select their own project. And the project is a way for all professionals to get published and share their expertise. They can do a Facebook live chat. They can do a webinar. They can publish some articles. So when they go and talk to families, not only can they say they've earned a professional childcare diploma, but they have something published where they can show how they're contributing back to the community.
Wow. I'm blown away by this. This is amazing. I'm really nerding out because that what an incredible way to structure it that you could you can just take the beginning, the basic class, right?
Yes. So when I mentioned that it follows your career path, in addition to the classes and proficiency exams, it's a robust program that also requires references and work experience. Mm-hmm. So at basic, all you need is one reference, no work experience. So maybe you're transitioning into being a nanny. Then each level requires another reference. So by the time you get to professional, you have to have 5 references. So wow. Let's say you want to just wake up one morning and be a nanny. You're not able to sign up for our professional program until you have 2 years of experience. So you can't just kind of walk out the door one day and call yourself a professional nanny. We expect a career progression in order to earn that level of title.
Yes, that's great. Because I love that if you are just starting out as a nanny, because you know, so many of my listeners reach out to me because they're beginning and they're curious, and that's amazing. But this is also a really great resource for anyone who is starting out and is not sure how to navigate some of the basic things that, you know, if you've been doing it for 2+ years, you've had to figure out, you know, you've been forced to figure out in the field, but this way you have a little bit more guidance, and that's really wonderful. So is the Amesley Institute really geared only towards career nannies, or if somebody is in college but they're also a nanny and they want to learn more, could they take and benefit from something like this?
Great question. I'll be perfectly honest. We see a lot of professional people who sign up for that professional program because they have the 2 years of experience, they have the 5 references, they want to do the full 50 hours of training, and they want to be able to really say, I'm a professional childcare diploma graduate. And here's why I'm the best candidate for your family. And here's why I'm in a strong position to negotiate a higher salary for the position. Mm. So by and far, we're seeing a lot more professionals sign up. The second level of student that we see sign up is what you just described about your listeners who are asking questions about how do I start a career in nanny? And we're seeing a lot of basics. That's our second most popular class. The third most popular class is the basic and the intermediate program, which is the first and second level. And that's the flexibility of how we built the program. If you're looking to have high net worth job opportunities, if you're looking to go in for a stronger negotiation and you have the experience, you can learn practical skills and communication skills that can help you advance an already strong career. If you're starting out, we have that. And honestly, if you're somewhere in the middle, let's say you're only at the 1 year mark and you want to go from being just a nanny who knows a little bit about childcare and you want to step into that family assistant position, then you sign up for those programs and it can meet you wherever you are in your career path.
That's really great. So if you sign up and you are an intermediate like level nanny, do you still go through and take the basic class, or is there a way to like test out of any of it?
Right. Because our curriculum is brand new, because even our basic program is a college level program, there's nothing out there that will allow you to opt out.
Okay.
Even if you took a classroom management class in your early childhood education, that classroom management was geared towards an actual school classroom. Our classroom management class is geared towards managing group birthday parties, group activities at a summer camp, group activities in a small home environment. So there's nothing out there that's equivalent. And because our curriculum builds, the faculty members at the advanced levels build on content from the earlier levels, you can't skip. You have to start at the college level basic and work your way up.
And that makes so much sense to me, because there are, if you have learned on the job, as so many have, because this is the first institute of its kind, if you've learned on the job, a lot of times it seems to me like there's potential for gaps in your knowledge, because if your nanny family that you were with for 3 years didn't deal with that issue, then you don't know it. So I love that you start with the basics, and almost every nanny I know really enjoys learning and talking about these things. So I can't imagine being upset to learn more, or to just review some things that you know but are good to look at from maybe slightly different angle.
And as the ultimate editor, I edited all 50 hours of our training, and my goal was to ensure all the fundamental information is in there, and then every faculty member had to teach me at least two things. Mm. So in our health class, for example, we talk a lot about children with diabetic needs and how would you do an insulin shot or an EpiPen shot? What if you have a child who has specific nutritions? We have an entire class on special diets to help people who have special nutritional medical issues. So what you had said a minute ago about not every family experience gives you the breadth of experience. And that's where we can fill in. Not every class is going to be exciting to every nanny, but I'm very confident, and with all of the students who've gone through the program so far, every student has walked away saying it was a powerful and worthwhile opportunity.
Yes, it sounds so great. So are there scholarships available for nannies who, you know, if you're just starting your nanny career, you might not have a whole lot of money set aside.
Right. Our programs are available online, and they are recorded. So you're watching videos. It's on demand. And that allows us to keep our costs and our tuitions as low as we can. We are definitely looking to be affordable, and absolutely respect that we want more than a high school diploma. But students who are coming to our programs are not open either for time or money to go to a 2 or 4 year program. So we're very respectful in our tuition and fees. We also want to do scholarships, and we are about to announce, and I will make your podcast the official announcement, that the 2008-18 Niven scholarships have been awarded to Susan and Michelle, and they are from San Francisco, California, in Orlando, Florida.
Oh, wow. That was very exciting.
Niven Scholarship is an individual who donated the money, and those two students each earned a basic and intermediate all expense paid enrollment. We are hoping to have that program again next year, and I am actively in the community, in the nanny community, in the private community, looking for people to donate so we can create more of these scholarships.
That is wonderful. If there's somebody listening who is interested in donating, how could they go about reaching out to you?
So yes, you can shoot anything to info@amsleyinstitute.com. And that email is checked 100 times a day, because that's our main active email address. So we would love for anybody to donate or contribute to a scholarship. And of course, we're happy to name it after you, as we did with Ms. Nivens.
Yes. How cool would that be? Are there payment plans for those that need a little bit more time to pay for the program?
Well, we don't have payment plans, but we structured the program so that people have two paths they can take. If they are a professional and they have all of the requirements and they want to jump in and do the whole 50 hours at one time, they save money by only paying enrollment fee, one enrollment fee. Let's say you don't have your 2 years, you have 1 year, and you're going to buy the basic, intermediate, and advanced together. You only pay one enrollment fee and you save money. So the more you can bundle each of the levels together, the less the overall tuition is. For those who need to space it out, you buy the basic program, which is $298. And then 6 months later, you can come back, or whenever you're ready, you buy the intermediate program. It's $298. And as long as you take the levels in order, you can buy them as you need them financially or to manage your schedule, depending on how busy you are.
Right. So once you sign up, like let's say you did want to take the professional and you bought them all together. Once you have signed up and paid for it, how long do you have to complete it? Because you said it was online and on demand.
Correct. So the professional program takes 50 hours to complete, which is about a week and a half full time. And there's a big complicated model in the Department of Education. I won't bore you with it. But for 50 hours of training, students get 12 weeks or 3 months to complete it.
Okay.
So whether you buy the full professional program, you get 12 months. And then to keep it simple, we rolled that through every program. So if you buy just the basic, three months. If you buy the basic, it's 3 months. If you buy the basic, intermediate, and advanced, it's 3 months. So for every single program, whether you're doing one or you're doing all five, you get 12 weeks or 3 months to complete it.
Okay, that makes sense. And then do you offer any free classes or resources for nannies?
Absolutely. So we are huge, huge advocates of work agreements. And so the class that we have online, free to everybody, and we do promote this class to families as well, is a 30-minute work agreement class. And it shows you exactly what a class will look like in your student portal. So you see the template, the introduction. It's got the quizzes at the end. There's five quiz questions. We even publish the study guide that goes with that class. Every single AMSLE Institute class has a faculty written study guide that you can fill out and follow along. And those study guides are your prep materials to make sure you're ready for the proficiency exam. In addition to the class, the quiz, and the study guides, what is downloaded the most from our free class are the three free templates. There's a babysitter work agreement template, a full-time nanny work agreement template, and a live-in nanny work agreement template. And they're designed for you to download and edit them so it fits exactly the situation and the job and the family you're working with.
That's great. So if a nanny is listening to this and is like, I am interested in taking this, and I think that the family that I nanny for could benefit from me doing this program, and I'm willing to put in the time and part of the money, Is there any way that a nanny could approach their nanny family about helping to pay for some of these costs?
Absolutely. We don't have the data because it's too soon, but we think as many as half of our student enrollments are being paid for by families. Mm-hmm. And our early insights is just essentially as easy as the payment is not matching the student, and that's okay.
Right.
We encourage that. So when you're talking to a family about interviewing, bring it up as part of the conversation about how you as a nanny are committed to being the best you can. There's a program, you know, it's either $300 for the first level, or it's this amount of money for whatever level you're at in your career. Is there a way they can contribute to as part of your year-long commitment to the nanny family? we are finding that nanny families, especially those who are able to afford to work with an agency, are pretty eager to put a little bit more in to help that nanny get skills that better care for their kids. If you've been with a if you've been with a nanny family and you've been with that family for a while, it's a great way during Nanny Appreciation Week, which we just had, or the upcoming Christmas holiday to say, hey, look, you know, in lieu of any type of gift giving, I would really like to invest in my education so I can better care for kids. Would you be open to maybe splitting this cost and this investment?
Yes, that's such a good idea that I never would have thought of. But yes, that's a great idea. And what family wouldn't love if their nanny said, for Christmas, can I have more education about how to care for your children?
Right. And instead of getting a great nanny shirt or a great coffee mug, you know, nannies can get something that lasts forever. Because once you earn a childcare diploma, just like you earn a high school diploma, you always have that on your resume.
Yes. And you always have all of the knowledge of the classes that you took, which is just so valuable. So we talked a little bit about that to do the full program is 50 hours of classwork. How does the class schedule work? Are there any boundaries around when you can sign in and take the classes?
Great question. All of the classes are online. Everything is at your convenience. So if you're ready to enroll, you click the enroll button, you pay your tuition and fees, and then you determine what you want your login and password to be into your student portal. When you get that, the first step you have to do is officially enroll in the school by signing an enrollment agreement and a statement of understanding. And when you electronically or by hand sign and scan that form, you can upload that and the system's going to see it. And then within 30 minutes, they're going to release all of the classes that you've purchased in your program into your student portal. So you're going to see everything. Now, you can't jump to professional without doing basic. So all of the advanced stuff will be locked and you can pick which of the 10 classes you want to take first. And then there's one portal where you upload your paperwork. So you upload your government ID, you upload your reference, you upload your work agreement documents, and you go at your pace. So if you want to enroll in a program at 2 a.m, you can do it. If you want to take a class from your phone while a child is napping, you can do it. And so the mobility of our system is what we've paid a lot of money for, so we can have that type of flexibility.
Yeah. So yeah, while a kid is napping, you know, just take part of a class. That's awesome.
Because everybody can squeeze that in between nap time, laundry, taking out the trash, doing snack time, cleaning out the diaper bag. There's tons of time for a class, right?
Oh, yeah. No problem. But that is also great that you can do it at 2 a.m. if that is your lifestyle. I am very much asleep at 2 a.m., but I know that there are a lot of night owls out there. And I see you and I respect you. I am not one of you. So yes, I love that. I love that idea. Do you have any way for students to communicate with each other? Is there like a discussion board that you can have more of a group that you're taking this with?
Absolutely. So inside the student portal, every program level has its own private discussion board that can only be seen by students and faculty members. So if you're taking a class and it's 2 a.m, because we're celebrating night owls,
yes,
and they have a question, they can go into that web board and post the question. If another student is awake at 2 a.m, they can answer. But if not, one of the faculty members in the next business day or so will get on the board and provide additional insights. So we're building that private community. Where we are right now is we do have a very public community. We are announcing our scholarship winners. We publish an article on childcare tips that's authored by our faculty every single week on our Facebook page, our Twitter page. And so that's where people are starting to really hear about and engage on what Amesley Institute is doing. And we are a part of those social media groups. So we're trying to listen and learn and say, hey, what questions do nannies have that they're sharing on social media that we can maybe help by writing an article? Or maybe we invite one of our faculty members, like we do a couple times a month, to go on Facebook Live. And anybody in the nanny community can watch those Facebook Lives and type in questions for our faculty. And so we're building up those types of engagement programs.
Yes, I love that. And I also love the idea of you could potentially sign up for this with, you know, someone from your nanny squad or a nanny friend, and you all could, in theory, sit down and do it together or be like Tuesday nights or our Amesley nights, you know, and we'll take this class together so that we can discuss it tomorrow, you know, in playgroup or whatever.
Absolutely. You can do it kind of like a book club where everybody reads a chapter, or in this case, takes a class, and then the next day you guys can talk about it. And then a couple of days later, pick another class and work your way through it as a group and as a community. We support that 100%. That would be amazing.
Yeah, I'm a very social learner, and so I'm, you know, spitballing ways that would set myself up for success were I to take classes, because I know that sometimes I struggle with just online material, and so I think that the discussion board and then also things that you can do in your own community to make this a more social way of taking class, I think, is really great. And I would love to see, you know, small communities of nannies bettering themselves together. I think that that's really powerful.
That's hugely powerful. And I think where the nanny community has had a big challenge is it's very expensive to have college level faculty do small communities. And even peer-to-peer, nanny-to-nanny classes have been really hard to get people together because nannies have such busy schedules, and by definition, they're all over the place. Mm-hmm. So the idea of creating a nanny study group is a fantastic one. I really love that idea.
Thank you. So if a listener wants to find out more information, you've mentioned Facebook and Twitter and of course, website and emailing in. Can we hear all of that rundown again, how people can find you in case, you know, we've kind of talked about it sporadically. I would love to have it all in one place for people.
Sure. We would be excited to have nannies join the class of 2018. To get all the information, you can visit us at Amesley Institute, and that's spelled A-M-S-L-E-E, institute.com. Our Facebook and Twitter are at Amesley Institute. Our email address is info@AmesleyInstitute.com. And to speak to our admissions officer, you can call Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. till 6 p.m. at 941-773-9020.
Awesome. That was great. And if you are listening and you're like, oh no, but Martha and Elizabeth, I'm driving and I couldn't write any of that down and I know that I'm going to forget later, look in the show notes down below. All of the information is there. It's written for you. So you don't have to worry about writing it down while you're driving. Please don't. So yes, I love all of that. Is there anything that you feel like we haven't touched on, any resources that you would like to highlight in particular?
I just want to thank everybody from your podcast and your Welcome to the Community to others in the industry like Nanny Palooza, where we are going to be teaching a class coming up in the next month or so, to some of the nanny agencies that we partnered with so we can ensure our graduates have the best job opportunities, to Ask the Nanny, who's been sharing the word. I just want to thank all of you guys so much for the warm welcome. We invested a lot in a 2-year time period to build this behind the scenes so that we could get it to you completely validated and licensed, and we're so excited to learn from you as we do our best to serve the nanny community. So thank you guys so much.
Oh, and thank you for providing a place that we can learn and better ourselves as a community, and for really listening. I mean, from your description, it sounds like you've created such a thoughtful and well organized, and you already troubleshot a lot of things that I would have thought, oh, maybe, you know, this could be better. It's already taken care of in your description. So that's really, really wonderful.
Yes. And we're going to continue to invest in our programs. We need to grow in 2019, and we want to grow and engage our student body and have a stronger awareness and presence in the community. And if we can grow as much as we hope to, our plan is to redo the classes and curriculum as much as we need to in 2020 to help make sure that we stay current and relevant. Because just when you think the nanny job gets easy, there's something new to learn.
Very true. And that is something that I love about nannying is that, you know, there's no 2 days the same obstacles, you know, come up and challenges. And I love that it keeps you on your toes. You have to always be learning because kids are always learning. So, well, wonderful. Well, thank you so much for coming on here and telling us about this awesome resource. If you're listening, I really, really strongly encourage you to check out the Facebook and the website, and to reach out to me if you feel like you didn't get a question answered. I would love to put you in communication with Elizabeth or with the Amsley Institute in general. So please don't hesitate to reach out if you're listening and you're like, but Martha, you didn't ask this question that was very pressing for me. I would love to help you find out that information. And then we end each episode with a fun, cute, uplifting story. And Elizabeth has brought one for us.
Yes. So we are all going into fall, and it is the land and the wonderness of pumpkin spice lattes, Halloween, and Thanksgiving. So I was booking my Thanksgiving travel tickets to be with my family, and it reminded me of a story about my son when he was a toddler. And he had his first Thanksgiving, and he was, you know, sticking green beans and mashed potatoes, and it was the first time he was on solid foods for the holiday. And we kind of stared at him and watched him for the first couple minutes, and then we got distracted with our meals, and then dishes and dessert came around. And all of a sudden, at the top of his lungs, he shrieks. And so all of us drop what we're doing and just look at him like, oh my gosh, what's wrong? And at the top of his lungs, he goes, pumpkin pie yummy. And that was his first sentence. First sentence in his life. And he followed it by taking two huge handfuls of pumpkin and shoving it in his mouth.
That is really great. Does he still feel that way about pumpkin pie? Does he get one every year?
Yes. And he makes my mother make him an extra one for his birthday.
Oh,
so he needs birthday cake and pumpkin pie. So to this day, the first sentence he ever said is pumpkin pie yummy, and it's still one of his favorites.
Yes, that's so wonderful. What a fun fall story. I love that. Well, thank you so much. This was wonderful.
Thank you, Martha. It's so great. And I'd love to support you and your community however I can. If there are topics that you want to discuss, or maybe some faculty members who may want to come on the show later, I just want to say thank you so much for this opportunity.
Yes, I already have. My wheels are already turning on that. So check back, listeners, because I think we're going to be hearing a lot from Amsley Institute. And thank you all so much for listening. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Chronicles of Nania is produced and hosted by Martha Reddick. Artwork by Noni Amadon. Theme music by Brad Kemp. Find him at secondbedroomstudio.com.
Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Chronicles of Nannia and on Twitter at Nannia Podcast. To contact us, email chroniclesofnannia@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
This show has been brought to you by Machine Culture.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.